Beverly Hills 90210 fam.
You know how when they yell cut, they wouldn't stop.
That's interesting.
What?
Yeah.
If you were Donna, what would you have said?
A waitress rather call the police, and she was mistaken 90210 for
cops.
Along with your host, Charles Rosen.
But look at that, Dean Cake, and Dan probably got the best performance he ever gave.
We're having a meeting here.
Oh, at least there's one person on this Picasso set that knows what they're doing.
Larry Mullen.
I had a friend named Craig Richland. There was still cocaine around and stuff. I always remembered him, and I just kind of thought I would honor my coke dealer.
Get out of here!
Pete Ferrero.
Here's what I learned. It's possible Claire would have gone out with me.
That was your take, right?
So sit back and relax, because it's, like, totally time for the Beverly Hills 90210 show.
Just hold on to me tonight.
Hey, everybody. It's Pete from the Beverly Hills 90210 show. Just coming by to check in with everybody and say what's going on or what's up, everybody. I wanted to make the announcement that I have started a secondary podcast called The Slice of Life Show. And it's really, really cool. I'm getting a chance to talk to people. I'm calling it like a podcast documentary. So I'm taking the podcast interview theory and like sort of putting in clips and looking back and doing some other scenes. So it's not the formulaic kind of thing that we've seen all the time. And it's really, really cool. This last week, and I'm sure you've seen this on social media if you're following it, it's me, Chuck, and Larry kind of reviewing how the Beverly Hills 90210 show came to be. The changes, planning the Super Show and Planet 90210, interacting with all the fans of 90210. And it's very insightful, I think, and very, very cool. And the best way for you to hear that episode, if you're a listener, is to subscribe to the Slice of Life shows everywhere you get podcasts, whether it be Spotify or Apple, Amazon. Give it a subscribe. You subscribe here. I know it's all annoying to subscribe to another podcast. I would hate if someone asked me to do that, but can you do that? I'm going to be doing a lot of really, really cool ones that I think everybody will be interested in, and then taking it to other places as well. But so why should you subscribe, right? Why should you listen? I wanted to give you some clips. Some of these have been playing on Instagram and whatnot, but wanted to give you guys some clips for the listeners of what we talked about on that podcast, the Slice of Life show. It's called, the episode's called So We Started a 90210 Podcast. This was about the Super Show and me as a fan getting a chance to meet the main cast of 90210.
Guys, it's great you reunited with actors that you worked with, but for me as a super fan of Beverly Hills 90210, at the height of the pandemic, talking to the cast of 90210 is fucking surreal.
Jason Priestley, oh my God.
How about this person?
Jenny.
How about this person?
What?
Oh my.
And how about this person?
Once we had the main cast, Larry. I think Larry said something like, if they were a guest star on 90210, invite them.
I really don't know if I explained it even correctly when I go deeper into the episode of the Slice of Life show about what that was like to be going from, you know, driving cross country at the start of 2020 in the midst of a pandemic, and then October of that year to be with the main cast of 90210 in some sort of reunion and tons of guest stars and directors. It is surreal and is something I'm super grateful for. Also, we talked about some of our favorite episodes of the podcast, and I mentioned that I loved when Susan Keats, Emma Caulfield was with us, and here's a clip of why.
I talk about the show, all the cast and crew and the, you know, people we had worked about and had kind of suppressed it all these years, and now we gave them an avenue to kind of talk about the show.
So you get into the room, Emma, and you're starting to work with all these people. You're introduced to Kelly or Jenny and Tori and the whole gang, right? How are you? Is that challenging to fit in?
Yeah. Well, I've never even said this publicly, so this is fun. My first meeting with Luke, in the hallways there, he threw his arm around me in the hallway and he goes, so how are the bitches treating you?
Wow.
He's like, yeah, you know, welcome to the show. And I'm like, okay. That kind of split it all. Really. Yeah. Tori was always really nice to me.
Yeah. I love, as I was putting the episode of the Slice of Life show together, that there were like five or six of those, I've never said this publicly. I was like, oh boy. Every time someone would say that, I would always be like, I have no idea what's coming out next. I have no idea what they're going to say. And there's more of those in the episode. So again, subscribe to the Slice of Life show wherever you get podcasts. Okay, the next clip, it's interesting because a part of what I'm doing by creating these like podcast documentaries, besides just sitting down in the studio and asking questions and doing an interview, we're going places. And Chuck and Larry and I went up to the area where they walked their dogs when Larry lived up there. I got the opportunity to stay up in Larry's place. It was so beautiful. But anyway, we got into talking about the fans of 90210 and the people that followed our show and the friends that we made. And I asked them a real fun question.
Is there a particular fan? And I know no one likes to call fans out like that, that you say, oh, I love that. Like, I love when that fan.
Yeah. You know, I'm very fond of Jessica Jimino and Mary B and Alexandria. They're also fans of my book. So it's
hard. What about the girl in France? I know.
Oh, we love Anna Leor.
Anna, my friend. Yeah. Difference between Larry and I is I fly to Paris and I go to dinner with her.
Is there a particular fan that you were like, oh, I love the one from the podcast?
I'm really very impressed with the knowledge of, was it Catherine West?
You're so full of it. You're totally high right now.
And I'm not about to sit around here and get busted because you leave your little drugs all over the apartment. Then why don't you leave me? Good idea. Maybe I will. No, you know what? I get a better idea. I'll move out. No, that's not what we
want. Oh, my God. Steve Wasserman is having an orgasm in heaven right now. You know all of these lines.
I like the Caitlin Hicks.
Oh, Jesus.
Because every time we've done those where they play a character, whether it's been the story slam or the thing we just did, Caitlin Hicks is always the first one in and always delivers, I think, the best performances.
Somebody that I thought, in fact, after she was doing it a while with us, would try to figure out ways that she could act down there.
And of course, the other thing that we got into was a bit about the people that came and left the podcast, the transition from Lily to Melanie, and Brian Navarro. And of course we got into the polarization sort of around the Kelly Brenda feud that we weren't really aware of. Here's that.
Sometimes you could say I'm team Brenda. And that's what always caught me off. Most off guard, the polarization around what we did with the characters and that they didn't like each other.
Well, every once in a while, someone will type on the YouTube channel on our page, never should have happened. You'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? It should never have happened. Do you guys wish that we had had Shannon on?
Sure. Sure. No question about it.
I mean, I don't know that we've ever shared this on this podcast, that we were told that the reason why Shannon wouldn't do our podcast was because very early on the podcast.
So you'll have to subscribe to the Slice of Life show. Of course, the episode is streaming on YouTube and Spotify Video, which is really dope. I don't know if you guys are into that at all, but I kind of dig it. Like, it's kind of like I can be listening, like watching on Spotify. I'm a big Spotify fan. So you guys might be an Apple Music. I don't really, like, it doesn't affect me either way, but you can't watch on Apple Music. On Spotify, if there's something interesting that's happening, you can look at the video. So that's, to me, is cool. But again, this is really about you guys that listen to the show. Maybe don't always watch it. I wanted to let you know, like, I'm doing this new thing. It's called the Slice of Life show. It's made for audio too. It's both a visual show and an audio show. So you can totally go down there. I mean, I've got some super cool guests, 90210 adjacent things, also some food things, some places I'm going to like research and people I'm going to hang out with. And I'm really, really excited about it. So if you can go over there and subscribe to the Slice of Life show, Wherever you are getting podcasts, I'd really, really appreciate it. Of course, like I said, the Beverly Hills 90210 show is not going anywhere. It's going to be here. And we're going to be doing more episodes really, really soon. I just wanted to stop in and say hi and hope the listeners are all doing well. And yeah, and just kind of update you on what's going on. So thanks so much for listening to this. And we'll see you next time for a Beverly Hills 90210 show.